Can history really be set in stone? That's the question at the center of Chris Eyre's upcoming documentary, Statues Between Us, Rethinking Symbols.
There, you know, those statues are very much in the zeitgeist of politics, and we see it in the Southeast quite a bit, which is, you know, do we take these Confederate statues down or do we leave them up?
In cities across the United States, calls to take down monuments to Confederate leaders are sparking a lot of conversation. But for the Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho filmmaker, this conversation was had in New Mexico decades ago. In 1997, the right foot of a statue honoring the state's founder, a Spanish conquistador, was amputated and stolen.
It was done 20 years ago, and he did it as an act of social commentary, political activism, not as a defacing of a statue, but as a symbolic gesture towards what Don Juan Onate, the Spanish conquistador, did to Native people, which is he cut the right foot off of Native people at Acoma Pueblo as he colonized the Southwest.
And on the 400th anniversary of Onate's conquest of New Mexico, the unnamed foot thief sawed off the foot on Onate's statue. And for 20 years, it was a mystery, until the man shared his story and the foot with Eyre.
So we, in this documentary, discuss with him why he did what he did, why he's interested in talking, would he do such an act again, and what he thinks about what's going on with Confederate statues.
Eyre gave a sneak peek of his latest cinematic pursuit to an audience at UH Manoa. Jacob Ruck, a Hawaiian studies major at Leeward Community College, was there and remembers hearing about the New Mexico foot thief.
I was actually always kind of wondered what happened with it, so it was nice to see what had happened. And I, when all this stuff about Confederate soldiers started up, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Noel Kahanu, a specialist with the American Studies Department at UH Manoa, helped organize the event.
So it's really timely in terms of the conversations that people are having right now about all these different statues throughout throughout the U.S. But it's still relevant to Hawaii too. I mean, even as we think about issues like, you know, McKinley High School, and even here on campus, the renaming of Porteous.
Seeing the treatment that other human beings have received, and also the kind of sugarcoating or whitewashing of different things over the decades, kind of, you know, history being written by the victors, but that not being the full story.
We talk about the history of this country from a Native perspective, because that is the invisible group.
It's not all hunky-dory. It's not, you know, just because we put a statue up of a conquistador or a Confederate general doesn't mean everybody's okay with it.
This is a subject, you know, statues and what statues symbolize to some of us and what they symbolize to other people. It's a subject that's not going to go away.
Eyre's documentary is set to be completed next summer. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.